utilizing data analytics. Data analytics are the tool basically essential for enhancing the revenue cycle management. It addresses denial and rejection trends. These tools enable organizations to delve into historical data, scrutinize patterns, and identify recurring issues. Analyzing vast amount of data helps healthcare organizations discern insights into payer trends and performance metrics associated with denials and rejections. With a clear understanding of denial and rejection patterns, organizations can develop a targeted strategy to mitigate issues and optimize revenue cycle performance. Leveraging data analytics empowers a healthcare organization to make informed decisions and drive continuously into improvement of the revenue cycle operations. Let's understand what exactly the medical billing cycle is all about. It starts with pre-registration of the patients, establishes the financial responsibility of the patients, checking of the patients. Once the patient is pre-registered, it establishes the financial responsibility upon the healthcare organizations, understanding the checking of the patient, checkout of the patients, reviewing of the code compliances of whatever the code has been given to the patients, checking of the billing compliances of how exactly the billing process has been started, prepayment or transmit of the claims. Once the claims are being sanctioned, how exactly the prepayment and the transmit of the claims would be done. Monitoring of the payer adjudication, how exactly the payer is going to pay the transmit amount of claims or the remaining amount of the bill. Generate a patient statement, basically understanding how exactly the payer is going to have his financial been ascertained or been claimed, and follow up for the payment and collection with the insurance company. By implementing the process improvement, regularly analyzing of denial and rejection data, healthcare organization can implement a target process improvement. The process improvement may involve streamlining bill process, enhancing documentation practices, providing staff training on coding and billing guidelines, and improving the communication with the payers. Targeted process improvement help in addressing root cause and reduce the frequency of denials and rejection. The continuous process improvement is essential for enhancing the revenue cycle efficiency and financial performance. Implementing a process improvements requires a collaboration across departments and ongoing monitoring with key performance indicators. Building a collaborative relationship with payer is essential for addressing the denial or rejections effectively. Regularly communicating with the payers helps to understand the reimbursement policies, clarifying the coding and billing requirement, and resolve issues related to denial and rejection of the claims. It also helps in collaboration with the payers to facilitate the resolution of denial or rejected claims and improve an overall revenue cycle management. Establishing an effective communication channels with payers enhances the efficiency of denial and rejection management processes. The collaboration between healthcare organization and payers promote transparency, accuracy, and timelines in claim processing. There are some implementing technology solutions which are like revenue cycle management software, claims processing scripting tools, electronic health records, or automation tools which can significantly improve revenue cycle management process. RCM softwares which integrates with various components of revenue cycle streamlines the workflow and ensures the accurate claim submissions. Claims of subscribing tools identify and rectify the errors in claim before submission to the payers and improving a claim acceptance rate. There is an EHR system store comprehensive patient healthcare information which electronically facilitate the accurate billing and coding. There is automation of tool enhancement claim processing efficiency which reduces the manual errors and accelerate the revenue cycle workflow. Monitoring and continuous improvement. Analyzing and the denials and rejection is an ongoing process that requires a regular monitoring of key performance indicators. Healthcare organizations should establish a matrix for tracking denial rates, rejection rates, days in account receivable, and other relevant indicators. The regular monitoring helps into measuring the progress and identifying the areas for further improvement in revenue cycle management. Denial management analytics encourage an ongoing improvement in revenue cycle. By tracking the trends of how exactly the root cause analysis of particular case is been taking place, tracking the denials and rejections could possibly help into valuable insights in understanding what and how exactly the denials of a particular claim has been taking place. An organization would help into implementing a targeted improvement based initiative to enabling how the tracking and tracking of denials and rejections have been taking place. Analyzing the denials and rejections is essential for optimizing revenue cycle performance and ensuring a timely reimbursement for healthcare services. Understanding the root cause of denials and rejections enables a healthcare organization to implement effective strategies for improvement. Utilizing the data analytics and implementing a process which would help in collaborating with the payers and leveraging the technology solutions which are key for addressing the denials and rejections. There has to be continuous monitoring and improvement of necessary revenue cycle management programs or efficiently financial performance program. By implementing such denials and rejection management strategies, the healthcare organization can minimize the impact of the denial and rejections with overall revenue cycle affections. Introduction to data-driven decision-making. Understanding what a data-driven decision-making involves into using data and analytics to inform strategic choices for operational decisions within an organization. It enables organization to analyze a financial and operational data to identify the trends, patterns, and opportunity for improvement. It is a data-driven decision-making which helps in revenue cycle operations by providing insights that would guide and strategically help in operational decision making. It also harnesses the power of data analytics by enhancing the efficiency, improving the financial performance, and drive better outcomes in healthcare organizations. Benefits basically for this decision making are deeper insights into financial performance, into gaining into revenue streams, cost structures, and profitable metrics. Understanding what exactly the patient population is, insurance coverage is, and reimbursement patterns to follow the tailor-based revenue cycle strategies would help into understanding the patient's demographics and payer trends. Optimizing the operational efficiency, identifying the inefficiencies and bottleneck within the revenue cycle, which would be leading to the process-based streamlining operations and improving the cash flow management. Maximizing the revenue opportunity by uncovering and untapped revenue opportunities and potential areas for growth by analyzing the service lines and referral patterns in an organization, as well as knowing how exactly we could tap this untapped services into the mainstream. Promoting an accountability and transparency, fostering a culture of accountability and transparency based on decision making, which would be empirical evidence as well as data-driven insights. Utilizing the data analytics tools, data collection and integration, collecting all the integrated data from diversified sources and including that into electronic health record with financial systems could help us to analyze and visualize the key performance indicators relevant to the revenue cycle management. It would help in forecasting the future outcomes and trends by analyzing the historical data of the patients in a particular manner. These performance monitors basically are based on industry standards and best practices, which would help us to analyze and have a proper decision-making support system to drive on operational efficiency and financial performance. How exactly we could identify the bottlenecks? There are to be proper pinpoint areas where delays occurs or claims get stuck or denials are where frequent denials of the claims are happening. There has to be proper target-based intervention process and improvements which would be improved in documenting of the practices or which would enhance in the coding practices or actions such as staff training which would help in improvement processes. Accelerating of the claims basically would be based on how the submission of process of the claims is been taking place, how exactly the manual errors are been taken into consideration, or how automated or routine tasks would take place. This entire streamlining of the process would help in accelerating the claim processes. Understanding how exactly the identification of all the denials are happening to reimburse of the workflows as well as to enhance the financial performance. Identify the risk patterns and streamlining of the billing process would help into identifying and developing the personalized touch to the patient financial experience. Monitoring, addressing the compliance and regulatory requirements. Monitoring regulatory changes such as informing about the evaluatory requirement and industry standards could help us to understand how exactly the compliance and regulatory requirements are being taken place. Analyzing the claims or data, billing data errors, which could be complied with helps of audits and reviews of the claims, could help in identifying the discrepancy and coding errors which are caused on a regular basis. Also identifying and developing a strategy to intervene and corrective actions for regulatory violations or the compliances. It also helps in identifying the standardized documentation protocols and support compliance efforts about how exactly the documentation process would take place. Fostering a culture of continuous improvement with and proper monitoring of the key performance metrics as well as benchmarking against the industry standards would help us to improve and set a goal to continuous improvement and monitoring system. Adapting to the changing dynamic. Establishing a feedback loop. In current scenario, the healthcare market is such that it is competing against the different verticals and different variances. Establishing a feedback loops, collecting a feedback from stakeholders to identify the opportunity for enhancement helps into monitoring the performance metrics and understanding how the track of particular indicators are being measured into the healthcare market and setting up a benchmark standard against the industry standard to compare and perform and peer with the organization to certain benchmark. Staying agile with responsiveness about how exactly the evolving market dynamics are taking place, how exactly the technological advancements are being taking place, how regulatory requirements are being changed or probably upgraded in a particular market. Culture, continuous improvement of achieving growth and success in diversified dynamic healthcare landscape is the key success for changing dynamics, adapting the key changing dynamics. Introduction to the continuous quality improvement through data analytics. There has to be identified opportunities with improvement and implementing changes with monitoring the outcome for the better results. Currently, improving operational efficiency and ensuring compliance with regulatory standards is the key focus of enhancing the patient care. Data analytics also proves a pivotal role in supporting how insights we are derived from analyzing large volumes of data. By leveraging all these data analytics tools of healthcare organization can identify the trends, patterns and area for improvement in various aspects of operations. It could continuously help in enhancing the processes, optimizing the outflows and driving the positive change into the healthcare system. There are different analytical data which have been there compromising of how exactly patient outcomes are treated, treatment protocols are been identified, how the clinical data are been identified. By analyzing all these records and histories, the organization can identify the best practice and protocols that could lead to patient outcome and satisfaction rate at a better rate. There are some tailor-made communication strategies which are to be planned out based on this data analytics tool, which would help an individual and give up preferences for each patient effective. Personalized care plans, which are based on comprehensive data, can provide an anticipated potential health risk and also proactively have to optimize the healthcare outcomes or probably adjust to the care plans to enhance the healthcare strategies. It could also contribute to enhancing the patient by knowing the potential risk, errors and adverse effect and reduce the errors of enhancement for the enhancement of the patient safety. Improving the overall operational efficiency and ensuring the compliances. There are some bottlenecks, streamlined workflows and optimizing the resource allocation which would help in optimizing which would be helped by the data analytics tools. This operational efficiency of staffing, basically organizations inefficiency, and some changes which are to be done for reducing the wait times could be identified in a proper way by data analytics. Analytics also help in regulatory standards comprising of any other guidelines implemented by HIPAA or by medical councils or by insurance authority, RDA, for that purpose. By analyzing these trends, organization trends, areas such as non-compliance, implementing corrective actions and monitoring of adherence of regulatory standards could be taken into consideration. There has to be continuous quality improvement through data analytics, which enable organization to achieve operational excellence as well as with regulatory standard. There are some reducing cost and waste and promoting evidence-based practices, basically. So data analytics helps to identify the opportunity for cost reductions and waste elimination in the health organization. By analyzing the financial data, the resource utilization patterns can be easily taken into consideration. Organizations can identify area which are unnecessarily spending, inefficiency of the waste, and implementing strategies to reduce the cost. It could also help in adaptation of evidence-based practices based on the clinical intervention, treatments, and protocols. There are some research findings and patients' data which healthcare providers are identifying for the best practice and treatment, which could improve the patient's outcomes as well as quality of life for the patient. There are some cost effectiveness and delivery of high quality evidence-based care which could help in promoting the effective decision making of a patient for particular conditions. Understanding all these things with driving organizations and learning innovations would help into understanding and enabling a data-driven decision-making and knowledge sharing. It enables a department and a team of organization to leverage a collective knowledge, expertise, and experience to drive an innovation and a problem-solving matrix in an organization. There is a continuous quality improvement through data analytics, which empowers employees to contribute to process improvement as well as to drive a positive change across the organization. Healthcare organizations can adapt to evolving different market dynamics and achieve operational excellence and sustain a long-term growth and success. It also enhances patient care delivery in today's dynamic healthcare environment by promoting data-driven decision-making and innovations. There are some future trend in data analytics, future trends in innovations which would help in revolutionizing the revenue cycle optimization in healthcare with the help of artificial intelligence and predictive analysis to blockchain technologies. There is advanced data visualization tools with emerging technologies after knowing what exactly has been driving and innovations of understanding what would be the predictive analysis of particular disease conditions or a surgical outcomes or a particular pathological readings or radiological readings, which would help in driving an innovation transformation in the healthcare. By embracing the emerging technologies and leveraging data insights, healthcare organization can enhance a financial performance, improving organizational efficiency and deliver a value-based care to patients. As a healthcare landscape continues to evolve, data analytics will remain a critical enabler and revenue cycle success, driving the innovation and transformation across the industry. Thank you.